Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
First into the tank is a premium version of a favorite snack.
Hi, my name is Jordan Barocas, and I'm from Miami, Florida.
I'm Daniel Fogelson, and I'm from Los Angeles.
We're the founders of Three Jerks Jerky and are here seeking a $100,000 investment for a 15% stake in our company.
Have you ever eaten jerky only to find yourself asking, what did I just eat? Yes. Either the jerky was tougher than shoe leather or filled with so many chemicals and preservatives you couldn't pronounce most of the ingredients?
Well, Three Jerks Jerky has changed all that by using only the best meat, made from 100% filet mignon. Our jerky is the most tender on the planet.
Let me show you why the meat matters. You see, at best, most jerkies are made from top or bottom round beef. Well, they're one of the leanest cuts, it lacks flavor, and you might lose a tooth biting into it. And you're essentially eating a cow's butt. The tenderloin, or the filet mignon, is the the finest steak from the most precious part of the cow. Lean and succulent, this tender and buttery beef puts all other cuts to shame.
We have some samples and would love for you jerks to try some.
I'm glad he put the shiny
thing down. Oh, wow.
Robert, we get a whole tray.
Oh my gosh.
This smells
I really love beef jerky. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Oh, Robert.
Oh my God.
You didn't even eat it yet.
It's amazing.
Wow.
I wasn't kidding.
This time you weren't.
The first flavor is original. It's our most classic and most savory flavor. The second is Memphis barbecue. Be careful, it has a kick. And finally is Chipotle adobo.
This is really good.
We're excited to bring on the third jerk. Who's it gonna be?
Tell us about the business. So, in the past 12 months, we've had $350,000 in sales.
Oh.
How much is each package?
$11.99.
Wow. $11.99. Wow, you are a premium jerk.
We are.
Definitely.
That's twice
the price of an average package of jerk.
What jerk is buying that?
It's twice the price of the generic jerky,
right,
like the gas station jerky.
I buy jerky.
Our best store actually sells for $17.
Oh. What does it cost you to make one, Jordan?
Yeah. $3.20.
Can you improve the pricing, or are you stuck because you use filet?
I'm a little resistant to think about just improving the price. We do want to separate ourselves from the competition. We are better, our quality is much better, mm-hmm, and I feel if we price equal to them, that we're losing a little bit of our inherent value.
So what are you looking for the money
for? Answer.
The big thing with us is we're getting killed on our purchasing because we're buying everything at minimums.
Your cost of goods is too high.
Yeah, it's too high. So we want to be able to buy a decent amount of inventory when the price is low.
How long can you store it? Isn't that a problem?
It's not a problem. We can store it for up to a year frozen.
Do you use a co-packer?
We do use a co-packer.
And do they have capacity to quadruple?
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
we can make 50,000 units per week.
You getting pushback on this 19% sodium?
Compared to other jerkies?
Yeah, it's low.
It's minimal.
We don't use any artificial preservatives, no nitrates. It's gluten-free, which most jerky, surprisingly, is filled with gluten.
So, Jordan, you're small.
Yeah.
Tell me how it becomes a lot bigger.
Is it
more stores?
Yes, we need to get into national chains.
But this is probably going to sell better.
Since day one, we've done all our sales ourselves.
How big is the team? Is it you?
That's just the two of us.
There's two guys, three jerks. Where's the third jerk?
So when we first started the company, there were three.
You whacked a jerk?
A little too much of a jerk.
A quick question about your branding, just so I understand it.
Yeah.
There's a bear, and there's a donkey, and there's a chicken or something underneath it.
So that was back when there were three of us. We all chose animals that were representative of our personalities.
So you're the bear.
I'm the bear.
You're the donkey. And the guy that got whacked is the chicken?
The chicken, sometimes we call him a cock.
What?
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I like it. It's a flyer because the jerky business is huge and it's dominated by three guys.
But it's also incredibly competitive. There's a lot of small manufacturers that do 50.
Is it really competitive? When I go to, I don't eat beef jerky, But when I go to the store, it's always one brand as long, you know, the cashier's side is always just those long tubes and it's just mainly one brand. I ain't never been to no aisle and looked at how many brands of beef jerky there is, but is there a lot of competition or a different brand? I don't know.
Do you $100,000 in sales? Yep. They call themselves premium.
But we're the only ones using filet mignon.
No, but there's no reason they can't do it either. Look, I like you guys. I'm going to make you an offer. It's a flyer. I'll give you $100,000. I want to be a third partner. I want 33%. So, $100,000. You asked for $100,000. You gave me $100,000. I want 33%. I want to be the third. I want to be the shark, not the jerk.
That's probably the most reasonable offer he's ever made.
Really?
My response to that would just be based on our valuation.
I don't think your valuation's crazy. I just know what I'm worth. I like you guys. You know I'm a member of the Chevalier de Testarin.
And I only go.
And you're a connoisseur of the fromage.
I only do quality.
And they serve jerky.
I will drink this with a glass of Burgundy because it's very good.
Guys, I love your business. I love beef jerky. I am an aficionado. I mean, you name it, I've tried it. But the problem is, jerky market is brutally competitive. You're just in the first inning. The struggle is just beginning. I'm just not ready to take that journey, and for those reasons, I'm out.
Okay. Thank you.
I will be a customer.
I think you've done a lot of things really well. I think it is going to be a grind, but I think you're going to make it. I love beef jerky. I'll give you $100,000 for 20%.
Thank you for the offer.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm a jerkologist.
Everybody.
My mother used to say there's two things. You can never have too much hot sauce or beef jerky in the house. But I like this. I work with some of the big distributors. I'll give you the $100,000 for 20%.
Thank you.
And I'll make it interesting.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do the $100,000 also for 20%.
Thank you.
Kevin? I think I'm worth more than the average shark. Uh-oh. I'm Mr. Wonderful. I've got to be paid a Mr. Wonderful premium.
Well, Jordan, I think Kevin does speak the truth. He is a bigger jerk than us.
Look, I'll give you a little more cash because I really want to be part of you
guys. How much cash are you putting out?
I'll put up 125 for my 33, but I got to have enough of it to make a difference.
I'm not afraid of the equity. I don't mind being equal partners.
Yeah.
Would you consider matching their valuation?
I bumped it to 1.25. The trouble is, I actually think in this deal, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, I'm just speaking the truth, that I'm worth more than they are.
Well, I think he's full of...
Guys, we all here can help you. And what I would like to do is take mine down to 17.5%.
Oh, wow.
For the $100,000.
So,
okay, he's going the other way.
But I need an answer.
My one question to you would be, at that level of equity, do you think you'll still be incentivized to participate in our business to the full extent that another shark?
That's a very good question, but one, I think Damon shot himself in the foot with that because right before that, he had already said, we're not scared to give more equity. We're not afraid, you know, we can do equal partners. We want somebody on board. And then Damon come in and lowers his equity. It's like, right, just like Robert said, he's going the opposite way. And now he's about to challenge him on that with giving less equity. Do you think you'll still remain as interested as some of the other sharks may be? And so, you know, I think that was a backwards play for Damon, thinking that equity would scare them, but they had already said that it wouldn't. So why would you come out with that offer? But let's see what his answer will be to this.
At a higher equity
That's
level.
A great question.
I don't think anybody's ever asked that, and that is a valid question.
That's why I'm asking for a third. At the end of the day, it's about how much work the shark is willing to do.
Absolutely.
How much cash do you want?
I think $200,000 would be a very fair deal.
Okay.
Too rich. Too rich. To show you I care, all right, I'll go to $150,000. I want to be a third partner. But that's my top offer. Otherwise, take one of these sharks.
Will you meet us halfway at $175,000?
No, I'll do $150,000 and you got a deal.
It seems you're countering back just to Kevin. Right? Yeah. I mean, why don't we do this, guys?
I'll make it more interesting for you. I'll give you the $100,000 for 15%, and then I have an option to grab another 15% for another $100,000. And that dating process, you'll see how hands-on I am.
Yep.
And then you will be at a 30% deal than $200,000.
That's good.
You guys, I need that answer right now because I love decisive partners.
I love the way he cleaned that up.
What are you going to do?
One shark is out. Daniel and Jordan have four offers on the table for their premium jerky company, Three Jerks Jerky.
But guys, I need that answer right now because I love decisive partners.
Totally. The one question I just want to respond with before giving you an answer is if you would consider partnering with another shark, in particular Lori.
I would do that deal, Damon.
No.
That baby said no.
Because then we're going to get confused on who works on what.
Well, Jordan, I would, if you wanted two sharks, I would consider going in with Lori.
I'm in on that offer.
I'm sure you is.
$100,000 for 15% with an option for another 15% at $100,000, but you get two sharks.
I've gone up to $150,000 for 33%. Get the cash now.
You've got to make the decision.
Good deals. These are some good offers.
We appreciate your guys' offers. And we're going to go with Damon.
Ah, yes.
They went with Damon. Okay.
Give it a finger. Oh, there you go.
Did he pick the man up?
Thank you.
Thank you all. It's been a pleasure.
So we see that the Three Jerks Jerky, they ended up going with a deal with Damon, which was surprising. I really thought that they were going to go for the two sharks, you know, for the same exact deal. But Damon ended up, at first he was backpedaling, he was backtracking, and they questioned his loyalty in the process. And he came back with a very unique, I think this is the first time I've heard this type of deal. He said, I'll give you $100,000 up front for the 15%. And then through our partnership, you'll see if it's worth it. And then I have an option to give you another $100,000 for the other 15%, making it a total of the 30% of the business. And it's still less than that third partnership because Kevin wanted 33%, 33.3%, and to become that third partner. But Damon still comes in under that, you know, whole 33% deal, and he still got the deal. So kudos to Damon. They ended up making that deal with him. Make sure you guys check the description, the links below, to see if that deal panned out and how they're doing nowadays. This was back in 2015. This is season 7, and so it aired back in 2015. So make sure you guys check out the links in the description to get the update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate that. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Yeah!
Hey.
Making a deal with Damon, we feel, is going to be the accelerator to our business and help us grow into a huge jerky company across the country.